A roadmap for South African employers in understanding the COIDA Act and reintegration policy. Lucinda Alfonica, commercial manager at Workforce Staffing. Workplace legislation continues to evolve. Currently, South African employers are grappling with significant new responsibilities introduced by the Compensation for Occupational Injuries and Diseases Act, COIDA, and the Draft Rehabilitation, Reintegration, and Return to Work Regulations. Published on the 15th of June 2023, these regulations are poised to reshape workplace compliance, emphasizing the structured rehabilitation and reintegration of injured employees. For businesses, the challenge lies not only in understanding these mandates but also in navigating their implementation effectively to avoid penalties and safeguard employee well-being. Partnering with a trusted temporary employment services, TES, provider can offer invaluable expertise and support in tackling this complexity. A new framework for accountability. South African employers have long been obligated to ensure a safe working environment. However, the draft regulations under COIDA signal a fundamental shift by formalizing the employer's duty to rehabilitate and reintegrate employees injured on the job. These changes close existing legislative gaps and place compliance at the forefront. The draft regulations introduce several key provisions that employers must adhere to. Employers are required to establish and maintain comprehensive rehabilitation and return to work policies to facilitate the reintegration of injured employees. A system for tracking and reporting rehabilitation and return to work activities to the compensation fund is now mandatory. Additionally, employers must collaborate with healthcare providers, unions, and other stakeholders to resolve workplace challenges impacting the rehabilitation process. Reasonable accommodation must also be provided, including adjusted duties, modified equipment, and flexible work arrangements to support injured employees. Importantly, employers are prohibited from dismissing employees based on injury or disease unless all reintegration obligations have been fulfilled, and outcomes are reported to both the Chief Inspector and the Compensation Fund. Non-compliance with these regulations carries steep risks. Although penalties are yet to be finalized, employers failing to meet the obligations could face significant fines determined by the Compensation Commissioner. Moreover, non-compliance risks reputational damage, legal battles, and diminished employee morale, as affected staff may feel neglected or unsupported. The value of partnering with a TES provider. Navigating the complexities of these regulations can be overwhelming for employers, especially those without dedicated compliance resources. Partnering with a reputable TES provider with robust policies can assist businesses in implementing the required frameworks efficiently, minimizing the risk of non-compliance. TES providers play a critical role in ensuring that rehabilitation and reintegration programs align with regulatory requirements. They can also provide flexible staffing solutions, enabling businesses to maintain operational continuity while permanent employees recover. Furthermore, TES providers bring specialist expertise through skilled industrial relations, IR, professionals who liaise with stakeholders and manage compliance processes. These providers also facilitate vocational rehabilitation by supporting reskilling, upskilling, and job adjustments to ensure a smooth transition for injured employees returning to work. A positive shift in workplace culture. While these regulations present new challenges, they also create opportunities to improve workplace culture and boost employee morale. By prioritizing employee rehabilitation and reintegration, employers can foster trust and loyalty within their teams. A well-structured reintegration program sends a clear message that employee well-being is a priority, helping injured employees focus on recovery with the confidence that they are supported. As the implementation timeline for these regulations remains unclear, proactive preparation is crucial. Employers should begin developing or refining their rehabilitation and return to work policies, establish tracking systems, and seek guidance from experts. Those who embrace these changes as an opportunity to strengthen employee relationships and compliance will position themselves as forward-thinking leaders in South Africa's evolving labor landscape. With the support of a competent TES provider, Businesses can meet the demands of the COIDA Act and reintegration policy while enabling their employees to thrive in a culture of compliance and care. Ends. Author at Lucinda Alfonica. Workforce Staffing Plus Posts Bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.